Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
This is very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
We did it. We have entered somewhat of a wedding season, kind of. Is that happening?
Sort of.
Yeah? Is that happening? You went to a wedding just a couple weeks ago.
I did.
Was it weird or was it natural or was it fun or was it bizarre?
It was a little bit of everything. It was, you would sit there and you would see the happy couple and you thought, wow, this is awesome. Like, I'm seeing it. Yeah. It was my girlfriend's brother.
And it was a small affair.
Yeah, I think there was like six people there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I got one of the invites, but it was, we were all distance and stuff. But like when you're looking at the ceremony happen, everything feels normal and they're saying, I love you and all this fun stuff. And then you look around, you realize like, oh, people are wearing masks at some point and we're all kind of distanced from each other. And there's just little things like that. You're like, oh, everything's still a little bit different, but at least we're close.
But weddings are happening and a lot of people are saying that weddings are going to become kind of safer and safer as we go. But a wedding planner is actually saying like expertly that people are going to have to be vaccinated to go to weddings. You were reading.
Well, I was reading this thing on CTV News Toronto, and I guess a lot of wedding planners are saying that a lot of the people that they're obviously planning weddings for are saying that it's very important that people are vaccinated before showing up to their ceremony, and they might actually only allow people
to mandate it. Like, you can only come to the wedding if you have double vax.
Exactly.
Really, it's like entering Nova Scotia.
Or at least a single dose. Yeah, exactly.
Entering a different province.
So they're saying it's not like mass amounts of people yet, but the new thing, the new trend is to have a wedding reservation website. Like, it's just easier to keep track of.
Yes.
Who'd have thought that the internet would be a big part of what we do in every day? And they're saying that a big part of the reservation or RSVPing is what do you want to eat? Have you received at least one vaccine dose, etc.?
Yeah.
So some people online are like, oh, I'm not going to a wedding if they're asking me about vaccination. Which, by the way, is a perfect impression of what they sound like.
The anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like chicken, beef, double vax.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to have that on the website.
Exactly.
I don't mind that. I would click yes. And also, you know what? It makes people safer. And a lot of older people go to weddings.
Exactly.
So let's
if I'm going to be safe and dance the cha-cha slide, I'm going to be vaccinated.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, we live in one of the largest cities in the world, easily one of the largest cities in North America. And you think sometimes that it's a little cold or it's a little rude or, you know, sometimes we don't have that community feel. And then you hear stories like this that make you feel a lot more connected to people than you do in a large city.
Yeah, you feel willing to forgive someone for not waving at you when you let them in.
You hate that.
That's my number one.
When people don't hold doors for you too, you have a big problem with
it. Oh, thank you.
So this week we saw, I mean, we saw tremendous rain and earlier this week, like a torrential downpour. And I was driving in it. I was on the Rosedale Valley and it was like, it was flooding. It was unreal. Like, I've never driven through rain like that before.
It's unbelievable.
Sounds like a lot of people are having trouble with it, including a brand new mom.
Yes. So this woman named Jackie Pizzoferrato went to go get her first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at Crosstown Family Health in York. This is on Tuesday when it was absolutely pouring rain.
Wild.
So she says, I drove to the doctor's office and as soon as I parked, it started pouring. And of course she had her little baby with her and she didn't want to go through all the trouble of, you know, getting the baby out of the car seat and then moving it into the stroller or even just like getting it out in the rain. Because I don't know if you know this, Jax, but babies aren't too keen in big changes in climate.
Babies are hard to transfer anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she called the office and was like, hey, I'm in the parking lot. I'm just going to wait till the rain holds off.
Yeah.
And they said, no problem. And a few minutes goes by, a few more minutes goes by, and it's still absolutely pouring rain.
It didn't stop.
So she called and she was like, basically gonna
help me.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know what to do. Like, she just wanted to like cancel. She's like, I'm just gonna reschedule. And they said, well, Dr. Sun can come out to you and do the shot in your car.
Yeah.
So she says, that would be wonderful.
Drive-in service.
Dr. Sun comes out in the pouring rain, gets in the passenger seat, but was having trouble reaching her left arm to give her the shot. So they get out of the car.
Yeah.
They walk over to the driver's side. She lowers the window. And then Dr. Sun administers the vaccination.
Through the window.
Through the window. Has the like rubbing alcohol, the little swab, and also the Band-Aid. And Jackie was saying that they were struggling to even open up the Band-Aid because their hands were so wet. And
oh,
she said he was absolutely drenched.
Yeah.
He had the needle and the Band-Aid and the alcohol swab all in his hand. He was having such a hard time getting the Band-Aid open, but he just didn't give up. They said that Sun's actions were just an example of health officials going above and beyond to get Toronto residents vaccinated.
Like, I love that. And shout out.
Like a hug.
Yeah, it's a nice warm hug. And moms, especially moms of tiny babies like that, they deserve everything.
Oh, they do. So shout out to Dr. Sun at Crosstown Family Health in York. Doing the good work.
I love that so much. That makes you feel like you're in a smaller town, which is so nice. In Toronto, we are full of good people. I know a lot of people don't hold the door for you, TJ.
Yeah, I'm starting to take it personally. Maybe it's just because I have really high hips. Maybe that's not trustworthy.
They just don't want to wait for you. You're long enough. You can do it. It'll be fine.
I say that, but I'm not.
No? Oh, hang on. There we go. I'm pressing a button.
Here's Post Malone.
There we go. Adam Wilde's off. He's on vacation. Can you tell? Because Jax is running the buttons. Shout out Dr. Sun. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Did you do it? Did you get those scissors in your hair this week, Wednesday?
I've never heard a creepier way to ask someone if they got a haircut.
Wednesday, stage two started off. Did you see some lineups for people to get their barber on, their hair cut on?
It was wild. So a lot of the places that were doing the walk-ins apparently had lineups down the street.
Yeah.
And Jax, you would know this because your girlfriend Michelle is a hairdresser.
Yeah, she's a hairstylist.
She's going booking back to months in advance. Right,
she's going back to work today, and it's wild.
How far in advance is she booking for already?
I think she kind of capped it, but like she's doing what a lot of stylists are doing, which is doing the make goods from before, like the people who had to cancel. So she's taking on her clients there, and her clients have been wonderful. But like I know that a lot of stylists have had people just bang down their doors for weeks and months now. Somebody who did get a haircut is Daddy Trudeau.
Yeah.
It's like 2019 all over again.
Set the internet ablaze because it was just, have you ever like done a drastic fashion change?
Yeah.
Like for whatever reason, you walk into your office and you're wearing cargo pants that day and you never wear cargo pants and you kind of walk in and you're somewhat sure of what you're wearing, but you're just waiting to see for people to know this and you're kind of on the defensive. That was almost the vibe I got seeing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau with his haircut, because it wasn't just he cut off the locks, he shaved the beard.
He got rid of the beard. Like, he looks totally different. And I was kind of into more rugged kind of Trudeau.
Man
look.
Of the woods Trudeau.
And TJ is saying this about cargo pants is because he bought cargo pants a couple weeks ago from H&M and he's feeling very self-conscious about
it. I am absolutely feeling self-conscious.
I do have a question, though, because if anyone who's listening goes to our Instagram, TJ has a mullet.
And it's mullet adjacent.
No, you have a mullet, sweetheart.
Okay.
And you don't want to cut it. A lot of people are like looking forward to their haircuts. You won't cut it. Why?
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I know my girlfriend Val actually is the first one who she'll pet the back of my hair because I have wings when I wear
so
hats
curly.
Now. So she pets the back of my hair and she goes, "I really like your wings." And I'm like, "Well, if Val likes it, it's staying." And now I've been getting the odd compliment on Instagram.
The
people
will
DM me and be like, "Hey, I'm liking your hair." And I don't know if everyone is just doing a collective joke on them. if they're like, if we play this really carefully, we can get this goof to grow his hair out for a year. So my whole plan is to grow it out for a calendar year, which would be like October.
Kind of looking like a Hanson. Like, I don't mind it. You look like a Hanson brother.
Bop.
There we go.
That's the Hanson
brothers. That's the Hanson hit, yeah. We are actually less than 20 minutes away now. Look at that countdown go from you getting another keyword, $1,000 with Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle. Keyword is coming up at 8 a.m. Get ready for it. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Canada is banning gas-powered cars 5 years ahead of schedule.
Woo!
Now, that sounds a little scary in one side and also kind of exciting in another. But this is all part of the plan because Canada has joined over 120 and counting countries in the goal to be net zero by 2050. This is obviously part of that. All we're trying to do is save the world. It's not that big of a deal. But Canada will ban the sale of cars and trucks that are not zero emission by 2035, 5 years earlier than the original goal to meet net zero emissions by 2050.
Flying cars are next.
I hope so.
I do too.
There is a chance that by 2035, this isn't even a problem. And we're maybe there is.
I don't think flying cars are coming anytime soon.
Why not? We've done so much harder stuff.
No.
We have Roombas.
Can't be done. Can't be done.
Okay. A big change is coming to TikTok. The social media and video sharing app is rolling out the ability for users to create 3-minute long videos, tripling its current limit. So some TikTok creators already have this
feature.
Yeah,
and some countries already have it as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you might have actually already saw this rolled out. They also sneakily added that you can scroll ahead in videos now.
You were saying that the other day, which is nice.
It's bizarre, but it just goes to show that all social media platforms always go through the exact same stages where they come out and the odd person has it. And then stage two is you join it and you get addicted to it. And then stage three is they start to introduce these little changes. And then stage four is every app does the same thing. Because what's the difference between this now and IG Live or YouTube?
I love that you've been in the pandemic so long that you refer to things only as stages now.
Yeah, there you go. I can bring that one up in therapy. Toronto pools are expanding their operating hours. The pools open with reduced hours in early June. But starting this week, they'll extend their hours to welcome swimmers from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., which is great news for people who love to pee in the pool. According to a news release from the city, lane swimming will be open from 10:30 a.m. to noon, and leisure swimming will be noon until 8 p.m. Also, they're increasing their capacity to 50%. So if you look at the pool and you think, there's about half the people in there that there should be, then that's at capacity.
There you go.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
We are less than 4 minutes away from giving you another keyword that you hop on your phone or your computer with, and you go to 99.9 Virgin Radio, put in that keyword, and you are closer to winning $1,000. That is one hell of a Friday. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Science knows if and when your relationship is garbage. Actually.
Well, at least it's science and not astrology, so.
And it knows exactly when it becomes absolute garbage. So a psychologist has broken down the exact phase that you're going to figure out if you're going to last or not. And there are three phases. Do you have any guesses?
Yeah. Is one of the phases when you put up one of those anniversary posts where it sounds more like you hate the person than you love them? Where they're like, we may fight every day and we can't even look at each other and we haven't said I love you in 6 months, but there's no one else I'd rather do this crazy journey
and
with.
It's
like, well, maybe
you.
Find someone else.
That is a very true phase, but that's actually not one of the phases.
Okay.
So according to psychologists, this TikTok is going viral right now with the breakdown on this. It has over 7 million views. There's three phases. So there's honeymoon, which we all know.
Yeah.
There's the unraveling stage. So when the real stuff kind of hits the fan. You start noticing things about your partner.
Your first moment.
Yeah, those like...
Have you had that with Michelle?
Oh, absolutely. And she's definitely had it with me. Oh, yeah. She's had to learn lots of things about me.
Like what?
Like I am a nightmare to sleep with. Like not sexually, but like actually snoring. I realized as soon as I was saying that I had to like clarify.
Sexually.
Yeah, no, but I just like scream and yell and snore. It's the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
Drama.
How many night terrors are you having?
And then we're on to the realization stage. So this is when you're realizing, okay, can I do this? Can I not? Realizing, are we going to go back to the honeymoon stage? What am I actually putting in? So according to science, according to the psychologist, the realization stage is when you actually know, okay, I can last with this person or not.
Interesting.
And have you hit, I mean, you bought a condo with your girlfriend Val within the first 10 days of knowing each other, right?
11, so. But yeah. we've definitely hit all those stages, I think. Because I know I could be a little bit quirky in how I live life. Like there are just certain things that I have to do that just make sense to me. Be it laying out my clothes in the same spot every morning or like organizing the fridge. And there are certain things that I think Val has learned, all right, if we're going to have a future, I just have to let him do this. And I have to organize the fridge every time. And I bring this up because we talked about it yesterday, last night.
Uh-oh.
Because we got the grocery order came in and she put it all away. Yeah. And then not 5 minutes later did I walk over to the fridge. Silently, I might add, not saying a word about what I was doing. I just opened it and reorganized everything she had put away. And then I sat down on the couch and she goes, do you feel better? And I said, yes. And then we continued to watch The Mindy Project.
Oh, God.
So, big night.
I scream in my sleep and you have to organize the fridge. We all have our quirks.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're really in the honeymoon stage still, hey?
Yeah.
Things are going well. Yeah. Sorry, Val.
So many kisses.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Fun fact, it's not cheap to own a condo, a townhome, or a home in
or
Toronto.
Or a box.
Or a box in Toronto. Really, anything in Toronto is expensive, too. So when you hear this phrase, you're not overly surprised. A one-bedroom Toronto condo listed for $670 million. This was an actual thing that got posted. Now, clearly, that was a mistake. And when it went up on the website, it didn't take long for them to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then repost it for $670,000, which is still a lot of money for
it's a lot.
A one-bedroom condo that's about 600 to 700 square feet.
Yeah.
However, it does have a renovated bathroom. So maybe that's why. It's
one bed and one bath? I mean, yeah.
How could you go wrong? Yeah. One bathroom, that's pretty sweet. It's on Niagara Street. So it's in downtown. That's yeah. Liberty, right? Liberty Village?
Niagara, yeah. It's like Bathurst, Niagara area, I do believe.
So it's a one-bedroom, one-bathroom unit on the lower level of a townhouse. It got posted for $670 million. And then, obviously, they updated it because of the mistake. But the best part is the indicated price change notice. Because they always say, like, oh, the price has changed from this to this. Yeah. It said it changed from 669, or it's the price is down $669,330,000.
What a drop, eh?
No, this could actually be the best thing that's ever happened to the seller of this home, though, because a lot of the condos they were saying are stalling right now.
Yeah.
One bedrooms are dropping quite a bit, or at least they were in April and May. I read somewhere that in May, one bedroom condos dropped like 24% in sales. That doesn't necessarily mean price. It just means the amount of them.
I'm looking at it. Like, it's not. It's
beautiful.
Kinda cute. It's kind of cute. Yeah, I like it. I don't mind it at all.
Man.
That's the worst part, though, that you mentioned at the beginning. You're like, half of you is like, that's atrocious. And you're like, I can see it. I can see it. We're so used to being hurt in this city over and over and over.
Well, it has a patio. It makes sense.
Oh, my goodness. 99.9 Virgin Radio. Yikes.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We've seen a lot of weird couple combinations over the years.
Yeah. Even recently. Like Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have always kind of...
They're weird together.
Adam Wilde talked about it the other day.
He likes it.
He's so obsessed with them, but he finds them very strange together.
Tom Cruise and Cher dated. Do you know that?
What?
Yeah, I just found that out. Back in the 80s, I guess they were together and... she called him one of her top five lovers.
Does that feel good to know, or does that feel weird to know?
Yeah, I don't know. And she said it like 30 years later, so it's kind of bizarre.
You know what was always another weird one to me? Chris Martin from Coldplay and Jennifer Lawrence.
That was weird, yeah. And that was like her Hunger Games years, wasn't it? Yeah, it's kind of odd. Now, I bring this up because there has been a rumor going on the internet right now. Producer Michaela brought it to our attention that The Weeknd... Mm-hmm. And Angelina Jolie may be dating. And I'm saying this, you had a huge problem with this, Michaela. You were upset.
It wasn't a huge problem. It's just...
It was probably the biggest problem I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
You're mad about it.
Here's the thing. Like, imagine them at home and she's like, I'm hungry. Like, does he make her the grilled cheese? I'm just confused by the whole thing.
Do you think when you're that rich, you even cook? Do you think you make the grilled cheese?
Well, I would because I'm an independent person.
Okay,
so,
I think they're kind of cute. I don't mind it. And at first I was kind of like, I wonder if they have a large age gap. She's only 46. And then, he's in his 30s. Yeah, so I kind of like it. Now, there are some speculations that they're working together. He is, from an Ethiopian family, and she has an adopted daughter who is 16 years old now, by the way. Yeah. Zahara, she's from Ethiopia as well. So maybe they're working on philanthropy and everything. But I like the rumor that they're dating better.
Can we just start that narrative instead? I like that.
I prefer that. I think they'd be kind of cute.
I know we just talked about weird celebrity couple matchups, and Michaela, I respect your opinion, but it's very wrong. I kind of like them together. I think it works.
They're incredibly hot together.
Yeah, like, which is normally the basis for a good relationship.
Yeah, she deserves happiness, and he's so sweet. Go Toronto, and maybe that means she'll be coming back here more often.
Oh, absolutely. 1,000%, Jack.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We have entered into day three of being able to get haircuts and our nails done again, and the internet was abuzz because pictures of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were floating around. He got a haircut and shaved the beard.
Whoa.
And everyone was like, what happened to man of the woods, Justin Trudeau?
And he was so hot.
He looked really good with both.
Yeah, he did.
It's 2019 Justin Trudeau all over again. And everyone's like, oh, there he is.
Daddy Trudeau's back.
He is. Yeah. Toronto condo prices are soaring. If you own this one specific type of condo, now earlier in the show we talked about the condo that was listed for $670 million, which was a typo. It was supposed to be $670,000.
But at this rate, you never know.
No, you thought. That was a one bedroom, and apparently things like one bedrooms and bachelors and two bedroom apartments, they're actually a little wonky right now. So at the beginning of the pandemic, earlier in the year, sales volumes in Toronto rose for the first 3 months. And then they started to notice in April, it dropped off quite a bit. And then by May, transactions fell by 23% than in March. And they're saying it's kind of plateaued there. The only type of apartment that is doing really well right now is three-bedroom apartments. or as I like to call them, rich people apartments.
Houses.
They're basically houses in the sky.
Yeah.
Three bedrooms. Oh. They were saying condos of that size on average have gone up 30% since March. Where they were just shy of $700,000 to now over $900,000.
Oh, good. Market's healthy, isn't
it? Yeah. Capitalism, baby. Oh. Ed Sheeran is back in full force. There's no escaping it anymore. Earlier this week, we mentioned how he has a new song coming out with BTS. And he mentioned before about how he's written for BTS. And then a couple days later, did he say on Instagram, well, the song is called Permission to Dance. And it's out next Friday, July 9th. Which, by the way, next Friday is July 9th, which is a weird thing to wrap your brain around.
I'm going to give it 2 years. Two full years. It's going to be Ed for
Ed
the next
Town?
Two... Ed City, population Ed, for the next 2 years.
He said that he went away for a while.
He didn't go
and
away.
And you guys don't think he did. He kind of did, though.
No, he didn't.
He put out a song in December. Does
yeah,
that count?
And then he's been like popping out every 3 months to be like, I'm still in hiding. It's like, you aren't if you're talking about it. But yeah, I love him. It's like, we could have worse artists that just don't go away, right?
Absolutely. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
We are just a little over an hour away from giving you another keyword for your chance to win $1,000 Summer Side Hustle keyword at 10 a.m. Happy Friday. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Adam Wilde on vacation. I'm pressing the wrong buttons, but don't worry, Jax and TJ are here. Good morning. Happy Friday. TJ, when you go on a vacation, when you're in the planning stages of going on a vacation, what do you base it on?
Price is normally the number one thing, honestly. And then after that, I go by rating and review. So I make sure it's in the price I want to pay, and then I really scour the reviews.
Well, you're wrong.
Why?
You should be basing it on your star sign.
Oh.
Can we go down astrology avenue?
Can we not? is there something going on in space we can talk about?
No, I want to talk about this.
What
are
Justin and Haley up to today?
This big article came out that's going viral online right now. Where you should be going for your next vacation or your next journey, you know, as the world reopens.
Okay.
Based on your star sign.
So all right.
Let's go through the signs. I know you're interested secretly.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, definitely. For sure.
I hate
most definitely.
This.
All right, let's hear
Aries. So the pro astrologer in this is called Francesca. And Francesca says that the best type of holiday for Aries is an adventure vacation with lots of action. So you want to be going to like a busy place like where you can do lots of activities, lots of exploring.
Like Brantford.
Tauruses. I'm not doing this with you today.
Okay, sorry.
Tauruses, they are ruled by Venus, which is the sign of luxury. So they're looking for soft sands, soft beds, delicious food, massages, and lots of naps.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Geminis, chatty and sociable.
Sorry, just so far, those are the two vacation options that you really have, is adventure or relaxing. So nothing too out of the ordinary here. Keep going.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, please.
Geminis, chatty and sociable. They want to go on to a trip where they can learn culture, relaxation.
Okay.
Yeah, culture and relaxation. I'm now realizing that you're kind of right. Cancers, you're a Cancer.
I am there a Cancer. Okay, so tell me the vacation I need.
You are a homebody, as many Cancers are. Yeah. So they recommend a Caribbean family villa that you can't go to all-inclusives because it's too busy for you.
Honestly, it's so true.
Yeah.
Last time I went to an all-inclusive, I would get so stressed out that I wasn't going to get a beach chair that I would wake up really early.
Yeah, your OCD goes really well on the beach.
It's super fun.
Leos, they
want to
do... Yeah, I am a Leo. And we're almost in Leo season. Want to do the high life. Ultimate vacation destination has to be the latest hotspot in town, which I don't necessarily agree with because every time I go to a hotspot, there's a lineup and I don't like lineups.
So sorry, just to re-up, who put this together? Their name was...
Jax.
No,
Francesca.
Francesca.
Astrologer Francesca.
And what university should go to for this?
The astrologist university.
Okay, cool.
Virgos. Highly strung Virgos need a holiday from their holiday and they need to have a retreat, perhaps even a yoga retreat.
Mm.
Yeah. Something a little chill out.
Yeah, count to 10 and breathe.
Capricorns, they like productivity and ambition. So skiing, snowboarding, some sort of like large mountain.
These are all the same vacation, just described in a different way.
Aquariuses. Road trip is the ultimate Aquarius holiday.
Just
so they can
hit
learn
the road and get away from it all.
And Pisces. Pisces are notoriously dreaming. So they want to be on a snoozy beach, painting in a country meadow, or learning traditional dances.
My girlfriend is a Pisces. Yeah. And often I go home and she does a really deep sigh. She goes,
yeah.
And I say, Val, what's wrong? And she goes, I just can't shake the urge that I have to learn a traditional dance.
I almost thought you were going to say something serious.
No, I'm never sincere.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're watching a show. You're into it. You're invested. You're happy. Everything's going well. That show's been good to you.
Mm-hmm.
However, you're nearing the end, and you get a little spidey sense, and you think, I know where this is going. And you don't like it one bit.
I don't like it one bit.
TJ, you were talking about this the other day because I think you're mad at a show and I need to know what it is. Like, you're really mad about this.
I'm really upset with the Mindy Project. And I like, which is not a sentence I want to say out loud, nor do I say lightly.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I decided to start watching the Mindy Project. And it's actually really funny. And we were in the last season.
Yeah.
And it's winding down. And they're tying bows on storylines and they're wrapping things up. And I start to realize, I don't want to get in the business of giving away spoilers on the Mindy Project here. So I'm not going to do that. But I'll just say, it starts to become very apparent that the main character is going to end up with another main character. And I'm not thrilled about it. So much so that I'm openly, out loud, as an almost 30-year-old person saying, nuh-uh, at the TV.
And you're bringing it to the show. That's how magic.
Yeah. And turns out, because we watched the finale last night,
yeah.
I was very right, and it ended up exactly what I thought was going to happen, and I'm not thrilled about it, and it completely ruined the show for me. And I was so actually mad at the Mindy Project that I didn't sleep well because of it.
I feel like that's something you should work through on a different day, but...
Maybe, but today's not that day.
I just... The minute, like, it's kind of, you know where it's gonna go though. But I get it. Like, it becomes something you're invested in. It becomes like something very close to you. It's intimate.
The closest comparison I can make is, do you remember a couple years ago when the finale of Game of Thrones came out,
mm-hmm.
and Adam Wilde was so
viscerally mad.
Upset yes. about the entirety of the last season. He talked about it every day and for about a year and a half since. And now every time you say Game of, he just goes off.
Yeah.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
So 999, have you been watching a show that you're a few seasons in, you know it's going to wrap up, and you know the way it's going to go, and you're already mad. You're already mad about
mm-hmm.
it. See, I was going to say Breaking Bad because I kind of knew where it was going to go, but then it totally twisted even more, but I was still mad about it. I think I was just mad that it was over.
See, and I would argue that Breaking Bad has kind of had the perfect ending of any show I've ever watched.
What about Dexter?
I didn't watch Dexter.
Okay, Dexter.
But I've heard.
It got weird. Yeah. Things got weird. So 999, the show that you were pre-mad at before it even ended. Tell us about it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You invested your time, you loved the show, and you knew it was going to let you down, and it did. What's the show that you got pre-mad at? TJ, you were saying that The Mindy Project has really hurt you.
The Mindy Project, and I don't say this lightly, may have ruined my life.
Okay, easy there. old fella.
Okay, so we're watching The Mindy Project. We're in the last season, and as it's winding down, you start to kind of piece together what's going to happen, and you go, it better not go that way, because I just spent an entire season seeing it go the opposite way of this, and I don't want to spoil it, but it happens, and I'm very upset about it. And we had some texts coming in from the 905. Not the way it ended, but I didn't like the Rachel-Joey dynamic in Friends. Glad she ended up with Ross, but that part was odd to me.
I didn't even know was a thing. I didn't know that was, so it was obviously later in the seasons.
Yeah, this was like last couple seasons, maybe the second last season.
Really?
Anyway, Joey like really liked Rachel.
Yeah.
And Rachel was like kind of into it, I think. It's been a while since I watched that season, but I don't know. It definitely left a weird taste in your mouth for the show.
Yeah.
From the 647, Younger, the show just wrapped up, but the final season just ruined the finale. On top of that, the final episode was so rushed, which again was another knock on Game of Thrones. Because remember, they had all those, you know, the Starbucks cup was in the background.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of that stuff in the last season from the 705. Manifest on Netflix, which I've heard is fantastic.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard nothing but good things.
So they say, I'm halfway through the show, and I don't even know if I can finish watching it. So it's already like halfway through, like leading to something really bad.
It's so sad how wrapped up in these shows we get. It's becomes an emotional response, you know? It's sad, but it's also beautiful.
The longest time, the shows have been all we've had really for the last year.
That's true. That is very, very true.
How I Met Your Mother. It's no secret that the finale is garbage, but the last couple episodes weren't very good, and that's when you started to wonder, is this going to suck? That from the 416. It's so true, because there is an episode where they spend the entire time rhyming, and Lin-Manuel Miranda's in it, and you're like, this is not going to go well.
You know what you could have done? Just not watch the show. I know that hurts you. You love Himyam.
That hurt deep.
That did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Any more texts there?
No, Jax, that's the last one.
All right, well, thank you very much, TJ.
You're very welcome. Thank you for thanking me.
Very cordial. Himyam. Let us know. 999-999. The show that let you down. You are pre-mad about it. Silk Sonic. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Canada is banning gas-powered cars 5 years ahead of schedule. So the sale of cars and trucks that are not zero emission by 2035 now. The original goal was 2040. This is all part of a plan that Canada has joined with over 120 and counting countries. And the goal to meet net zero by 2050. So still got a ways to go to that, but 5 years sooner, yay.
Next flying cars, and I can't wait.
Okay, honestly, if we don't have flying cars by 2035, what's it all been about?
If I'm not going to become a Jetson, I'm done.
A big change is coming to TikTok. They announced that they're rolling out the ability for all users to create 3-minute videos, tripling its current limit. Now, if you're on TikTok, which if you're not, you should be, you have noticed that some creators have had this ability for, I'd say, a couple months now at least. But now they're rolling it out to everybody. They've been doing this in other countries as well. It just kind of follows the same cycle that every other social media platform does, where they start with this really great, fun idea, and then everything always turns into what everything else was.
And they shouldn't, because like everyone's trying to compete with TikTok. TikTok shouldn't try to be competing with anybody else. You know
the
what
second
I mean?
TikTok got somewhat popular, Instagram came out with Reels.
Yeah.
Right? And now they're doing the long-standing videos, which is just like IGTV, so I don't know.
It's probably got to be a monetization thing. Like, the longer they have their videos, they can monetize better.
Yeah, and TikTok was saying that the increase is meant to help with paving the way for even richer storytelling and entertainment on the app. So there you go.
Damn.
Toronto pools are expanding their operating hours.
Woo!
Ooh, you can go for a little dip. The pools were open with reduced hours in early June, but starting this week, they'll extend their hours for swimmers from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. They're also increasing capacity to 50% off. 50%
off?
Yeah,
pools.
Pools are on sale. No, they're expanding capacity to 50%, which means even more people are going to be peeing in public pools.
Yay.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
We are less than 4 minutes away from giving you another keyword. You take the keyword, put in your Internet Explorer, your Chrome or whatever, and 999virginradio.ca, and you could be winning $1,000. Go with Chrome, it's usually faster. It's Virgin.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Every once in a while, you get a little story that makes you feel like Toronto isn't one of the biggest cities in North America. You get that, like, small town kind of feeling, and that heartwarming feeling, and that community feeling. And there was a story that did exactly all of that this week.
Yes.
And we had a crazy downpour earlier this week, but somebody was kind of taken care of through that.
It was. So it's the story of a Toronto doctor going above and beyond.
Yeah.
So there was that torrential downpour on Tuesday, and I was reading the story on the CTV News Toronto. And her name is Jackie. She was scheduled to receive her first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, at Crosstown Family Health in York on Tuesday. And she said, as I parked, it just started absolutely pouring rain. And Jackie is a fairly new mom. She had the baby with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I didn't want to like put the baby in the carrier and walk through the rain.
It's all so hard.
It's a whole to-do.
Yeah.
So she called the office and said, hey, I'm in the parking lot. I'm just going to wait it out here until the rain stops a little bit. They said, no problem. A few minutes goes by. Still raining.
Like, and not even, it was wild.
It was torrential.
It was the worst rain I think I've ever driven through.
So Jackie calls the office again and was like, I'm stuck out here. Like, it's not going to stop. And they said, well, do you want us to ask Dr. Sun, the doctor, obviously, to come out and give you the vaccine in your car? And she was like, yeah, sure, let's try it. So Dr. Sun comes out, has the vaccine in his hand. He has the cotton swab. Yeah. He has the alcohol. He has the Band-Aid, the whole thing. Gets in the passenger seat of the car and realizes that he can't comfortably grab her left arm in order to make the shot. So he gets out of the car in the pouring rain, walks over to her driver's side window, and administers the vaccine through the window while getting absolutely soaked.
Yeah.
She said he stood in the pouring rain. He was drenched. He had the needle and the Band-Aid and the alcohol swab all in his hand, and he was having such a hard time getting the Band-Aid open, but he just didn't give up. And she said that Sun's actions are just an example of health officials going above and beyond to try and get Toronto residents vaccinated. And it's super cool.
And these professionals, these frontline workers, these healthcare workers have done so much over the past 16 months. And like to get stand outside of somebody's car and do that, especially for a new mom. Like, they have a lot on their plate.
Have you gone out of your way to thank a healthcare worker? Because I know when I was getting, I got my second vaccine on Monday, and I haven't been great at thanking them. Like, I've been really awkward about it because I want to say thank you.
Yeah,
exactly. And I want to say thank you, but I just haven't done it in a way where I'm like, ah, that was a home run. Like, on Monday, I sat down. And he's like, all right, I'm going to give you your second dose. Do you have any questions? And I said, yeah, I just want to thank you. And I was like, that wasn't a question. And then he was like, okay. Thump. And
I
it was done.
I can just imagine. I try, like, when I got my second dose, I was just like, so, like, how are you? Like, what's going on? And they're like, please just get out of my chair. Yeah. We have so much work to do. So thanking them, I think, is just getting out of their seat, letting them go on to the next person.
And of course, Dr. Sun at Crosstown Family Health in York. Fantastic story. And it's just a microcosm of all the great work healthcare workers and honestly anyone frontline or essential is doing right now.
We love you.
We love you so much.
And TJ awkwardly, really, really awkwardly says,
I just want to tell you how much I love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
As a show that upholds the highest regard of journalism.
That's right.
We need to talk about food again. We're in the summer barbecue season, baby.
There's nothing we love more on this show than food.
We are ranking the best food for the grill. So, like, you're out back, you got a little barbecue, a little fire. What are the top foods that you need to put on your barbecue? And there's a lot of them, and also a lot of innovative ways to get your barbecue on. So, let's start with you, Mr. TJ.
All right. A burger. It's a classic.
Okay.
It's a classic.
Like, what kind of burger, though? You got to elaborate, man.
A burger with a little bit of cheese on it.
A cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger. Yeah. It's a classic. Everybody claims that their barbecue burger is the absolute best. There's nobody who goes, I'm okay at making burgers. Anyone who makes a burger on the barbecue says, my burger is the best. And honestly, 80% of the time, they're probably right. I love a burger. Number three for me. Jax?
Number three? Okay. Well, my number three is No Name Hot Dogs. Because it truly doesn't matter whether you're doing maple leaf top dogs, you're doing President's Choice. It doesn't matter. They're all hot dogs, and they're all made of something that I don't want to talk about.
I love you dearly, but a boiled hot dog is superior to a barbecue hot dog.
No, you need a little bit of crisp on there. No. Crisp on there. It's so delicious. All right, let's move on here.
Chicken wings.
Pardon me?
You can't barbecue chicken wings? Yeah, you can. You just got to do it really carefully.
What?
Yeah.
Look at producer Michaela here. Really? You're nodding.
Not much of a queen of the grill, are you?
You don't even have a barbecue.
No, I don't, but... So my brother is really good at barbecuing, and he makes really good ribs, but also really good wings on the barbecue, and it makes me think of summers of a simpler time.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of nostalgia mixed in there for me. And also, sometimes wings, they're not too spicy, but sometimes they are, which is why it's only number two on my list.
TJ can't handle spice at all. He likes things that are either vanilla or made of white bread, so that's pretty much what he enjoys. And also text yours, 999-999. We're going down the rankings of best barbecue items, and I guess chicken wings is on there. My number two has to be jalapeno burgers. And I'm being specific. You can get the pre-made ones. I do believe they're President's Choice. Yeah. And they have little jalapeno bits in them.
Oh, well.
It's too spicy for you?
No, I just think jalapenos are overrated.
Have you even ever had a jalapeno?
What else on your list? Let me just talk ill about it.
Okay, all right.
Steak. That's it.
I'm a man and I love steak.
Hey, what's up? I'm TJ. I go into the woods. I have a knife and I like steak.
You've never been to the woods.
I like a nice medium rare steak on a hot summer day. I want to chew so much my teeth hurt.
Yeah.
I love steak.
And are we talking like a big long steak? Are we talking like a filet mignon? Like,
I don't care what it is. Honestly, give me like the $4 steak that has the sticker on it that's reduced.
You shouldn't eat that.
I'm gonna.
All right.
And I'm gonna eat it off the barbecue.
My number one is Cheddar Smokies. I love Cheddar Smokies.
Okay. What did you refer to the summer of 2017 as?
So when I first moved here, I come from Halifax, and we didn't have communal rooftops in Halifax on a lot of the condos. So, like, my first place in Toronto had a communal rooftop, and they had a bunch of these really nice barbecues, and I became addicted to the barbecue. And I put on a good 25 pounds because all I ate was Cheddar Smokies. And they're the hot dogs. Like, the Smokies, the sausages, just filled with cheddar, and they burst, and it's so good. And I couldn't stop, and my girlfriend at the time told me I needed to, but I couldn't. And that is my number one, and I have to stay away from my Cheddar Smokies because it was Cheddar Smokies.
Yeah, but they're so much fun to love.
You know you can eat them raw?
You shouldn't probably, but I'm sure you can. You can text your rankings in the 999-999. We'd love to hear yours too. And if you can compete with Jax's Summer of the Cheddar Smoky,
so good.
We would love to hear it.
It's hard to work off. Easy to gain, hard to work off. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
Doing the good work. Talking about things you need to put on your barbecue and what your favorite things on the barbecue are. My number one was cheddar smokies.
Of course.
Forever and always. What about you, Teach?
My number one was a medium rare steak. I don't care of the cut because I didn't get this far in life developing preferences and likes.
I don't think you also know the difference between medicals.
Truly, I do not. And I really think it's just a conspiracy.
Yeah. We got a bunch of texts coming in here, hey?
We did. And there's some really unique ones of things that I never even heard of. For example, from 289, pineapple discs with paprika and Cajun.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, a grilled pineapple is really delicious.
Delicious.
I'm gonna check that out.
And I know.
From the 4... don't you bring French into this. From the 416, corn on the cob, steak, and cheddar smoky. That from Shadell.
Oh, hell yeah.
647, grilled eggplant with maple syrup and feta. That
Yum.
Sounds like something you would like.
Yeah. I would love that.
Anything that sounds a little bit extra, you're all about.
It's true.
My friend Yusuf. From the 416, barbecue rabbit. Yummy.
That's a big thing in the East Coast, like especially up up in Newfoundland.
Really?
I've never had it, nor will I ever probably eat it, but people love that.
So I lived out west for a couple years in Alberta, and they're all about bison steaks.
Oh, yeah.
And bison burgers. Just bison meat's really popular. Also,
moose.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of
just
moose,
like,
a lot of deer. Yeah.
Anything that you look into the woods and you find, they eat a lot out there.
Anything
and
that you fear.
I didn't really like it, but they used to just tell me it's because I was from Ontario, and I didn't know what I was talking about. And I just accepted that as fact. Last one here from the 905, a PC cheddar cheese jalapeno sausage on the barbecue are the bomb right now, with a kick of heat, and some cheese. Mmm.
That was included in the text, wasn't it?
It just said MMMM, but I assume they meant mmm.
I will, actually, you know what? 999, TJ hates spice, so let's see how many cheddar smokies with jalapeno he can eat.
Okay, to be fair, I'm getting better. I can now eat mild wings.
Oh, hey,
so
there he is.
Mild heat.
Keep yours coming. What are the best three things you put on your grill in the sweet, sweet summertime? 999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A little remix there for you to stop things. All right, TJ, I bid you a farewell.
Yes.
It makes me sad.
That's it for the weekend. But 12 o'clock, and another chance for you to qualify to win $1,000.
That's right. We're going to give you a keyword. Well, Miles, I should say, is going to give you a keyword, and then you're going to head to 999virginradio.ca, put it in there, and you can have a chance of winning 1,000 sweet, beautiful, glorious dollars. But I want to ask you, Teach, what's going on this weekend? Because I'm going to sideline you here. It's your birthday tomorrow!
Oh, good. You know me.
You
I love
that.
Attention.
Yeah,
no. It's my birthday tomorrow. I'm entering my last year in my 20s, which I'm super thrilled about, except for that I'm not. But... hopefully going to see you, Jax, for lunch.
That's
and,
right.
And that's about it.
I cannot wait.
What are you up to this weekend?
Well, you're going to buy me pizza for your birthday. this weekend, yeah, there's a couple things going on. Birthday parties. I'm going to go eat at a patio for one of the first times coming up tonight.
That still doesn't feel real, does
no,
it?
No, it doesn't. And then, you know what I can't wait for? The extreme social anxiety that comes afterwards.
Okay, so that's something that has also showed up because now it's you can see more people.
Yeah.
So you're seeing people outside of like your general circle. You're starting to see like tertiary characters in your life. And the anxiety of having conversations with those people is so strong afterwards. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be all on wealth in the next year or so.
Oh, yeah.
So take care of each other. It's going to kind of rain on and off throughout the day. Chance of thunder showers. But this weekend, it is looking like it's going to shape up a little bit. And then back to overwhelmingly hot temperatures by Monday. It's going to be 32 degrees. Get a tan and happy birthday, TJ.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.